I'm Jenna Dooley. In response to problems with the state's automatic voter registration system, the Illinois Secretary of State's office has been holding up sending voter information to election authorities. It only affects people who try to register over the weekend when getting a driver's license. State Representative Tim Butler, a Republican from Springfield, says this is why automatic voter registration should be paused.
Well, if they have to do that, then obviously there's concerns that are there that maybe something's not correct. I think there are still issues today that we need to pay attention to. I think there's changes to the law that we probably need to make.
Butler is sponsoring legislation that would put automatic voter registration on hold until after this year's election. At a hearing Monday, a lawyer for the Secretary of State's office said holding on to voter registrations from weekends is meant to ensure the integrity of the process. It gives certain local staffers, people who only work on weekdays, the opportunity to review the information before sending it along. This comes after the office recently reported hundreds of people who claimed they were not U.S. citizens were nevertheless registered to vote. More than a dozen voted, but most of them were actually citizens who checked the wrong box on an electronic signature pad. In other news, Northwestern University's prison education program plans to expand to a women's prison in central Illinois, thanks to a $1 million grant from a charitable foundation. Lee Gaines has more.
The program offers credit-bearing courses to incarcerated men at Stateville Prison, located just outside Chicago. Jennifer Lackey directs the program. She says they'll use the grant money to expand to Logan Correctional Center, a women's prison near Springfield.
One of the things that we're going to be trying out with Logan is how to use the resources that we have, but in partnership with hopefully one of the community colleges nearby, to get a prison education program off the ground.
Lackey says if this effort is successful, they'll use it as a model to create more educational programs in prisons across the state. I'm Lee Gaines.
Candidates running in hopes of filling an open seat on the Illinois Supreme Court are expected to participate in a forum this week. The Chicago Bar Association is hosting the Wednesday event at the James R. Thompson Center. Organizers say six of the seven primary candidates running to replace retired Justice Charles Freeman are expected to attend. This is Illinois News on your NPR News Station.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting WSIU News. A West Frankfort man is wanted in connection to a shooting in Carbondale earlier this month. Carbondale police say they have a warrant for 24-year-old Jordan Kelderman. He's accused in the shooting on February 15th that sent one person to the hospital. That victim was treated and released. Investigators say a fight outside a home in the 1000 block of East Park Street escalated into a shooting in the early morning hours of February 15th. Kelderman's been identified as the suspect and is now wanted for aggravated discharge of a firearm and aggravated battery with a firearm. Police say Kelderman should be considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information should call the Carbondale police. Two Mount Vernon residents are in custody after Jefferson County deputies arrested them Monday morning. Authorities say it was around 7:30 in the morning when deputies attempted to stop a vehicle that had been reported stolen. The driver fled and the pursuit eventually reached the village of Blueford. Officers from Mount Vernon and Ina's police departments, as well as the sheriff's office, helped get the vehicle stopped. The driver lost control at Blueford Road and Illinois Highway 15. Police say the driver is 32-year-old Ryan Keene of Mount Vernon. His passenger, 30-year-old Jamie Roberts, also of Mount Vernon. They both got out of the vehicle and tried to run away, but police were able to catch them. Keene is charged with possession of a stolen vehicle, aggravated fleeing and attempting to elude the police, and various other traffic charges. Roberts is wanted on two Jefferson County warrants for retail theft and a failure to appear on a drug-related charge. We've got fog and drizzle in the forecast today. I'm Jennifer Fuller.